are up to New Testament days. And I'm going to quickly review yesterday, the end of yesterday's Gemara, so we can get into today's Gemara. It makes life much simpler. The Gemara wanted to know, there was a contradiction of Rameyer. Rameyer said that you can make, can't make it tonight. He says you can't make Kedushin because it's Masna Mashakas of the Torah, trying to make a condition against what the Torah said. And yet Rameyer said over here, you can sell an Amavriya and make a condition of no yield. Even though the Torah said there is yield, you can make a condition of no yield. And the question is, why isn't that Masna Mashakas of the Torah? That's what Rameyer said. So to answer Rameyer, we answer because it says the word La'ama. The extra word La'ama tells us that the Torah allows the sale of a daughter only La'ama, and you can preclude the possibility of Yud by making a condition. So even though the Torah wants Yud, the Torah allowed for a sale without Yud. So once the Torah allows it, it's not Masna Mashakas of a Torah. That's what we said yesterday. So then, we're going to start again from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines in the bottom. I know we did it yesterday, but in order to have the flow of today's Gemara, I think we have to go back. Frekta Gemara Rabbanon, this is on Yotas Amud Beis, 11 lines in the bottom. Frekta Gemara Rabbanon, Hayla Avim Bayavdilu. The Rabbanon who say you can't make a condition not to have Yod, what do they do with the extra word, Liyama? Look, the Gemara Mibay Lidlik D'Tanya, La'amad Malamash Yemaychu L'Psulam, that he can sell her to Chayvi Lavin, even though it's an illegal marriage, but it's a valid marriage. So it is a possibility of Yod, although that it's not something recommended. In fact, it's illegal, but it's valid, and therefore that's, you can allow the seller to a, you're allowed to sell her to a psulim. And frak the Gemara, why do I need a pasuk? Isn't it obvious? In mekachil psulim lemkvedel psulim, if he can sell her to a pasul, shouldn't he be able to be mekadosher to a pasul? So the Gemara Ma'alim Mekadosh L'Psulim Shkirot the Mekadosh is Vitak Shinara. It's one thing to be Mekadosh L'Psulim that you can, because you have the ability of Kedushin is greater than the ability of sale. The Raya is you can sell your daughter as a Nara, but you can be Mekadosh your daughter as a Nara. Yimkvedel L'Psulim Shkirot the Mekadosh Vitak Shinara, meaning the right of a father in Kedushin is greater than the right of a father in a sale. And therefore, I wouldn't be able to learn out sale from Kedushin that you can sell her to Psulim. So over here so far, we've had a Machloikas, Rameya, and Rabbanon. What we use La'ama for? Rabbanon say La'ama is to allow a sale to a Mamzer, to a Chayv Elavin. And Rameya says it's to allow a sale without the possibility of Yud. Now, we're going to have, at this point, what the Gemara should ask is how does Rameya know Lipsulim? Because if we need it for Psulim, we have no right to use it for Rameyer.
What is Rabbanon using it for?
I'm sorry?
What is Rabbanon using it
for? To say that you can sell it for Psulim. That you can sell the Amma to a Chayv Elavin. And Rameyer says we use it, that you're allowed to sell a girl without the possibility of Yud. Now, at this point, what usually the Gemara would do is ask, how does Rameyer know Psulim? But the Gemara brings a third Mandi Amar, and then we'll be able to juggle three of them to see how they learn everything out. So instead of getting involved in Rameyer and Rabbanon, the Gemara finishes the Braisa, where it brings a third opinion, then gets involved in figuring out how everybody knows everything. Rabbi Eliezer says, I don't need La'ama for Psulim, because I know that from the words Imra Be'en Adonel. The Torah says if it's bad in the eyes of her master. Now, why would the Torah call something bad? Bad seems to indicate something wrong. What's wrong with Yud? What's raw? We don't use the word raw just to say because he doesn't like her. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Therefore, Ra must be telling me that the Torah considers it a bad marriage because the Torah bans it. It's valid, but illegal. And that's what the Torah is coming to tell me, that if he doesn't want to do Yud because it's raw, right, so that means you were allowed to sell her to him, because if you couldn't sell her to him, there wouldn't be a case of him raw. So, Ra, Be'en Adonel, Sh'ra Ben Nisuel. So, Ma Talmud Leimer La'ama. So Reb Eliezer says, what do I do with Lama? Now, he doesn't agree with Reb Meir. He has a third shot in Lama. That you can sell her to relatives that's an erva that can't do yud because of the relative factor. Now here we have three pshatim in la'ama. Reb Meir uses la'ama to say you can sell her with a condition that she won't have yud. The Rabbanan say la'ama is to allow the sale to chayvi lavin. And Reb Eliezer says la'ama is to allow the sale to chayvi krisis. Now that's not the same as Reb Meir. Even though there's no yield by chayvei krisis, but he didn't make a condition. He sold her. It happens to be that the Torah bans yield. That's different than Reb Meir, that the person by his own choice can preclude yield. So it's not, Reb Eliezer is not agreeing to Reb Meir. He's saying a third thing, that you can sell her to krisim. That's what we got to yesterday. Rashi le krisim. Avar got top Rashi in chavah melalah. Ava gav she'en kan yud, she'en kedushin tayusim ba, because kedushin doesn't work. Now,
I'm sorry, what was the havamina that Rabbi Eliezer would agree with?
No, because the havamina he would agree is they both have a case of sailing without yud. So they sound very similar.
And all three Rabban,
I'm sorry?
Kedushin types them according to the Rabban.
One minute. Lav and kedushin types them. Krivim kedushin is not types them. That's what krivim are, krisis or worse. Frekti gemar v'lo yidinu. Why do I need a pasuk that he can sell it to krivim? In micro lipsulim leim kredit lekrivim, he can sell it to chayvei lavin. Why shouldn't he be able to sell it to a karev? The gemara, that's not a comparison. The gemara is going to say it's not. The gemara ma'alam micro lipsulim shem ratzeli yayin miyayin. No, it's not true. Because by psulim, there is a valid possibility of yud, even though it's illegal. Whereas, should he be able to sell it to krivim where it's not even valid? Meaning, the Gemara and the Havamina thought that illegal is the same as invalid. And the Gemara's response is, no, it's not the same. Illegal is not the same as invalid. And therefore, without the pasuk of l'ama, I would not allow krivim. Imra tells us psulim. If without La'amah, I would think Krivim is different than Psulim. One is illegal and one is invalid. Comes along La'amah and allows Krivim. Frek the Gemara, the Rameir, the Psulim. Now the Gemara figures it out. So let's now talk. Rabbanan hold you can't sell to Krivim. Reb Eliezer is the one that says you could sell to Krivim. So the Rabbanan don't have to respond to Reb Eliezer, where do I know you can sell to Krivim? You can't. They don't agree to that halacha. So they use La'amah from Psulim. Reb Eliezer uses Imra from Psulim. Rabbanan don't think Imra is telling you Psulim. Rabbanan learned Imra means you don't like her. So Rabbanan and Reb Eliezer are good to go. Rabbanan have their way of learning. Imra means you don't like her. La'amah means Psulim. Reb Eliezer says Imra means Psulim. La'amah means Krivim. Rabbanan don't agree to Krivim. They don't agree that you can sell it to Krivim. They don't need a pasuk to sell it to Krivim. They hold it's not true. Fine. But Reb Meir is the one that said, La'amah is to tell me you can make a condition not for yud. Now, how does he know Psulim, that you can sell her to Psulim? The answer is, Reb Meir, L'Psulim, Nafka L'Meich, L'Avka L'Reb Eliezer. He learns it out from Imra, like Reb Eliezer did. And L'Krivim, Seyvik L'Krabonim, Damei Meich L'Krivim. And he holds you can't sell her to Krivim. So according to Reb Meir, Imra tells me you can sell to Psulim. La'amah can't tell me Krivim because he holds you can't sell to Krivim. You can make your own condition. La'ama teaches me you can make a condition, but you can't put her in a position where she's not legally valid. There's no valid way to have yid. You can make a condition. That's what La'ama teaches me. So each one uses the psukim their own way. What does Imra teach me? Reb Meir and Reb Eliezer say, Imra teaches me that you can sell her to psulim. Then, what does La'ama teach me? Reb Eliezer says that you can sell her to krivim. Reb Meir says, no, you can't. Can sell it to krivim. Lama teaches me you can make a condition that you can not have yid. So if you stop there and think about it, they are arguing exactly diametrically opposed to each other. According to Reb Eliezer, you can't make a condition that there's no yid, but you can sell it to krivim. And according to Reb Meir, you can make the condition, but you can't sell it to krivim. Even though in both cases yid is not possible, one because of your condition and one because of the Torah bandit. But the bottom line is the same. Kreitra Meir. The Amma teaches me you can make a condition, but you can't sell it to Kreitra. And Rebbe Elazar says, no, you can sell it to Kreitra, but you can't make a condition. They both use the Amma for one of the two. Not the Rabbanan, they don't darshan him ra. And since they don't darshan him ra, needs the Amma for Psulim. And they have no pasuk for Kreitra and no pasuk for Tanai. And that's what the Machlokes is. The source of the Machlokes, does Imra teach me Psulim? That's the source. Remain Rebbe Elazar say yes. And Rabbanan say no. So Rabbanan need the pasuk from Psulim. Remain Rabbi Elazar do not. Then they agree what you use Lama for. Disagree what you use Lama for. Rabbanan don't have that extra word because they don't darshan him ra. That's the source of the machlokes. We always say this. I said this a number of times. The Gemara works backwards. At the end of the day, where did the machlokes start? Where is the beginning of the machlokes? The beginning of the machlokes is, does Imra teach me anything? Rabbi and Rabbi Yezza says, yes, it teaches me that you can sell it to Psulim. Therefore, it opens up a pasuk of La'amma, which Rabbi uses his way, and Rabbi Yezza uses his way. The Rabbanim don't have that extra pasuk because they don't darshan Imra. And because they don't darshan Imra, they need La'amma for Psulim, which Rabbi and Rabbi Yezza didn't need. That's the source of the machlokes. You darshan Imra, he's not darshan him wrong. This is, I think, in a lot of Gemaras, this is a very necessary step. Because if you follow the Gemara starts at the end. Rameir says this, Rabbanan says this. Now that you know the story, you work your way from where it started. The source. The source is, do you darshan him wrong, or you don't darshan him wrong? Both Rameir and Rabbi Yezza do, but then they part ways in what La'amma teaches me. Rabbanan don't, and therefore they don't have the extra pasuk. Rashi, Remeir the Darish Lael, the Ayama, the Paisakam, and Ashlo, the Yayad. He made a condition not to do Yid, Krabon, and Lael, Bishmait, and the Tony A. Michael, the Krabon. He holds like Krabon, that you can't sell to relatives. Sakti Kumar Vaiter. Tani Chad, we learned to one Braisa, Michael, Aviv, you can sell her to your own father. A guy can sell his daughter to his father, to Zaidi. You can sell the daughter to Zaidi. The A. Michael of Night. And sell your daughter to your son. It means you can't sell your daughter to his, her brother. Okay, let's put it in perspective. A guy has a daughter, he can sell it to his father. That means he's selling his daughter to Zaidi as an Amavriya. And he can't sell her to his son, who is the brother of the Amavriya. It means you can't sell a sister to a brother. Honey, Aydach, Eimachar Laila Aviv Laila Znai. And the other one says, no, you can't sell her to Zaidi, and you can't sell her to your son. You can't sell her to her Zaidi, and you can't sell her to her brother. I can understand why the Brisa says you can't sell her to Zaidi, and you can't sell her to her son, because they can't marry her. They can't do Yid. Zaidi can't marry his granddaughter, and her brother can't marry her sister, his sister. So therefore, you can't sell to Kreizim. So you can't sell to your father, you can't sell to your son, because they are Kreizim that cannot marry this girl. But the one who says you can sell to father and not to a son, come on. That's in the middle. See, if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, you can sell to both. If you hold like Rabbanu, you can sell to neither. Where is this splitting that you can sell her to your son? I'm sorry, you can sell her to Zaidi, but you can't sell her to your son. Both are Ervis. Both can't do Yid. Come on, like Rabbanon. What? Yeah, but he can't do Yid. And again, if you learn a Michael the Kreizim, son is a son of an Adon who can do Yid. So then why not a father? And it doesn't make a difference. We had an Alma that said you can Michael the Kreizim. The Maizet said Michael the Kreizim. So Kreizim is Kreizim. So let's see what the Gemara has to say. So, come on, loy karabonon, loy karabliyazer. And for the Gemara, loyim karabonon, by the rabbonon heichud yigitzad yiyad. There's a big difference. When you sell her to father, when a guy sells his daughter to his own father, the father's son can do yiyad. That's an uncle. An uncle can marry his brother's daughter. Bas achiv is mutter. So let's say Shimon sold it to Yaakov, his father, right? So Yaakov can't do yiyad, because it's his granddaughter. But Shimon's brother, Levi, can do Yid. It's his brother's daughter. So Reuven, Yaakov can't do Yid, but his son Levi can do Yid. So there is a possibility of a kosher Yid, not by the master, but by the master's son.
The new master.
Well, when you're selling her to a master, there's only one master. Right? The first one is a father. Shimon is selling his daughter to his father. His father is now the master. He can't do Yid, but his son can do Yid. Whereas if Shimon sells the daughter to his son, nobody can do Yid. You can't be Miyayed your sister, and your son can't be Miyayed a father's sister, because it's an erva. And therefore, there's no possibility of Yid at all. So what this bride is saying is, you don't need the master to be able to do Yid. You need someone to be able to do Yid, either the master or his son. The other bride says, no, you need everybody to be able to do Yid, the master as well, and the master can't do Yid.
The grandfather is 100 years old and has no sons.
I was saying it's going like a Eliezer, and that the Torah differentiates whichever you can sell to and whichever you cannot. There is no such difference. No, that's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying it's going to Rabbanon, where you can't sell her to Kreizen because they can't do Yid, but you can sell her to a relative whose son can do Yid.
Exactly.
Yeah, somebody on the phone, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Rabbi, the grandfather was 100 years old in a wheelchair and has no sons. It's just a possibility, however remote that permits it?
Well, if there's no son, you don't need a grandfather to have a 100 years old. He can be 40 years old, and he has no son, and he can't be Miyayed his granddaughter. You want to know this halacha that you can sell to your father because the son has a possibility of Yid. You want to know if there has to be a practical son here? Or the fact that halachically a son would be able to do Yid is enough to make it kosher? It's a great question. I am not sure of the answer. My guess, and this is a guess, is that it wouldn't depend on the practical thing. The fact that a son could do Yid, even though the son doesn't exist now, doesn't make a difference. There is a halachic way of Yid if there would be somebody to fill in the blank. But I don't know if I'm right.
I was saying 100 years old in a wheelchair. No practical, no realistic possibility.
Yeah, I don't know. You're asking a good question, and I don't know the answer. Meaning, Reuven, Shimon is an only son. He sells the girl to his father. There is no other son. The father can't do Yid. It's his granddaughter, and there's no son. Had there been another son, there would have been Yid. Is that considered legal according to Rabbanon or not according to this brisa? And the answer is I don't know. The Rashi.
Right.
You're going to ask that question.
Yeah, well,
the same idea of no son or baby.
Rashi. The baby, this will grow up by the time.
No, it won't. She's only there for 6 years.
She'll be out.
Again, I think we're making a mountain out of molehill. There's no difference between a baby and no son. There's no yid, period. Exactly. Rashi. Ein b'aych l'aviv shasur l'mishum bas b'nai, it's his granddaughter, v'lai l'b'nai, d'havi l'achoyts, it's his sister. Ve'en kedushin t'ayisim b'chai v'krisis, k'laman. Heichud yigit sad yid, k'shmeich l'aviv v'yesh l'ben l'yada, l'b'nai, he can be married to his son, d'havi l'bas achid. I don't know, maybe Rashi is saying v'yeshloi ben. Could be Rashi is saying, not like me. Rashi is saying you need a practical son. You can only sell to a father when he has another son. I would be medayik from Rashi. He doesn't say he could have a son. He says he has a son. V'yeshloi ben. So I would be medayik that you need a son there. And if there's no other son, there's no other brother than Enochanam, you wouldn't be able to sell to a father. I'm not sure, but that's what I would say Rashi seems to be indicating.
Baby doesn't seem to be a locha.
Again, I'm trying to figure out what the baby makes a difference. Can you do Yid?
Because the baby can't get married to her.
It's exactly. So it's like no kid.
It's no kid.
That's what I'm trying to say. It makes no difference. That's what I've been trying to say the whole time. It makes no difference between a baby and no kid. Tanarabana. We're switching topics now. We're finished with Yid. And we're moving on to another aspect of Eved Ivri. Tanya Rabbanan. The Torah says, "Begapo yavoi, begapo yetzei." What does begapo mean? the word imbegapa yavoi again. And I hate to quote Sukkim without reading them inside. It says kisiknevet ivri sheishanim yavoi vashri yetzel chav shechinam imbegapa yavoi begapa yetzel imbal isha hu b'yatsa ishta imai. That's the Pesukim. And the next pasuk says, "Madayna v'yitin lo yisha v'yod lo ibana v'ibanos." If his master gives him a wife and he has children, yisha v'yod lo yatil lo dinah, who yetzay? I think it says who yetzay begapoy. I'm not sure if it says who yetzay. Forgot really. Okay, next. But the problem, what they're trying to figure out is what the translation of the word begapoy is. Zok the Tanakama begufoy nichnas. Begufo Yetzei comes in with his body, he leaves with his body, which we have no idea what that means. Divrei, no Divrei. Rabbi Yezim Yaakov Eimer, Yechidi Nichnas comes in by himself, Yechidi Yetzei, he leaves by himself. Now, again, we have no understanding of either of these two Mandiyamrim because they seem to say a very simple thing. You walk in with your body, you leave with your body, you walk in yourself, you leave yourself. Zokti Gemara, my begufei nichnas, begufei yetzei. What does that mean? Zokti Gemara, this is what it means. Amar Rava, loimer, she'eina yetzei barashi evarim ke'eved. Meaning he leaves with his body, meaning no bodily damage gets him free. He stays in Eved for 6 years, and if his master knocks out his eye or his tooth, that does not free him. Begapa Yetze, he leaves with his body, meaning no bodily damage gets him out. That's how we're darshening, we're saying the pshat in the pasuk. Amalei Abaya, ahim miletzeis, ahu miletzeis, miletzeis avadim nafka. I don't need begapa for that. For that I have leseitz and getzeis avadim. We learned to that earlier, that an Am Evriya does not go out like an Eved Kanani. Same here, an Eved Ivri is like an Am Evriya. Why do I need a pasuk by Eved Ivri? The Gemara, because Ime Hasam, have Amina Nesibli to me Eine Venebuk. From Leseitze Ketzei Savadim, I would say, it's not like an Eved Kanani who leaves when he gets his eye knocked out and he doesn't get paid for the eye. Maybe an Eved Ivri or an Am Evriya, when their eye gets knocked out, can leave and get paid. If a Begapa comes to tell me, he doesn't leave. So I need two psukim. One to tell me that it's not a freedom without a cost, but maybe it's a freedom with a cost. Kamash Malon, it's not a freedom. You pay, but it's like a regular yid. You damage a yid, you pay him. Same thing, you damage an Eved Ivri, you pay him. He makes the money, but he does not go free. There's a machlokes rishonim. One of the master feels bad and wants to free him because he knocked out his eye. Is it a lav? Or is it that he doesn't go free automatically? The Torah said he doesn't go free with the knocking out of an eye. What if the master would like to free him because of the knocking out of an eye? Is the Torah said we don't want that to happen? Or is the Torah saying it doesn't happen on its own? I'm not going to get involved in it, just pointing it out. Yeah.
When a person's
mafker is Evan, he can be mafker him. But that's a second step. What if the guy says, you know, just go?
Right.
That's not mafker. Mafker needs the lush and you are hefker. We had that earlier, that if you just say go, it's not nothing. You have to write a star. We had that before.
But again, if I say the right language,
that's hefker. Yeah, you can be mafker for no reason.
What the other side is, if I have a reason, making the reasons worse?
Again, what if the guy would tell his Eved, go? Is he free?
Is he mocking him?
I just said the words. He told him, go.
Now, is he going to be free? I don't know what that means.
He said, you don't have to work for me anymore. Is he free?
No.
We had a Gemara that said not. Even though he can be mafker, but he didn't say hefker.
Okay.
What if he says, you can go because I knocked out your eye? Go. Terry said he doesn't go free by knocking out the eye. Does that mean the Terry doesn't want to let him go free, or the Terry says you're not obligated to free him? That's a machlokes rishonim. Again, I'm just mentioning it. It's not in the game. Shat na'agamari now.
Does he have to write the shit for
it? No. I shouldn't say that. My leg is tanoim later on. Three sheetahs. We'll get there. I'm sorry? Means Kananim. We had that before. Yes, doctor.
Minor point. Is Hefker, Mafker really the correct word? I mean, if an Eved Ivri goes out, he's not Hefker.
Hefker means I give up my ownership. That's all it means.
So it does not mean ownerless.
No, because the guy kind of himself.
Right.
There is no stage of ownerless because only because he can't. He automatically acquires himself. Not because I gave. He acquired himself. He was. It happens simultaneous that he goes into ownerless and into himself.
That's
a, I mean, it's the same. Chazal used the word, so I don't have to be smarter than Chazal.
This is not true, or is this true? And have a Kanani.
Same thing. If he's a Gadol and I'm after him, he becomes owner. Same thing. Again, if he's a Katan Eved Kanani, it's problematic. We had it in Septus Gittin. Can he be kind to himself? Can he not be kind to himself? But Gadol Eved Kanani is kind to himself immediately.
What is the base pay here?
Again, it's a simultaneous two-step thing that happens.
Is it a Milo? For an Eved Kanani over an Eved Ivri to go out?
I mean, by Mila, the Torah made a different track. And Eved Ivri goes out by 6 years, and Eved Kanani never goes out. The Torah has a different track. There's no Mila and Chasar in here. A Yid, you damage a Yid, you pay. You damage your own Eved Kanani, he goes free. You don't pay him a penny. It's a different track.
He knocks out the I and he says, I want to let you go. That's not Master Marshall's question, right?
If that's the Shaila, is it a love or not?
I want to say it's not a love.
So I honestly, I love what you want to say. But I said it to Machlokes Yeshayim. I don't take sides to Machlokes Yeshayim. I don't vote. It's not up to vote.
The reason behind that is because Rebbe said about 2.5 minutes ago is that when he knocks out Eved Kanani's eye, he goes out free automatically.
It's a machlokes tanoim. I said also.
Over here, the point is I'm going to go through another step to get him out of there.
Question is, does the Torah want you not to use this as a way to get him out or not?
That's I'm not using it. It's a different way.
No, it's not. Telling him to go is not telling him anything. It's letting him use the Rashi Evarim is the way out.
According to the one that says it goes out automatically, he doesn't go automatically.
Right.
That's what he's
trying. Thank you for
it. Again, it's Machlokes Yeshayim. I don't pick sides. I don't vote in Machlokes Yeshayim. They didn't put it up to vote. I'm not in Chicago. I'm not voting for mayor. I mean, what's that got to do with anything else? Rashi. No, let me finish the little bit more and more. Right. What does that mean? Ma yichidi yetzay. Amar v'nachman b'yitzchuk kochi kamer. Yesh lo ishu banim, rabbi moysel shivchuk kananis. If the Eved Ivri has a Jewish wife and children, then the master has a right to give him a shivchuk kananis. Ein lo ishu banim, ein rabbi moysel shivchuk kananis. That means, this is the way Rashi and Chumash touches it. In Begapa Yavai, Begapa Yetze, if you came in without a wife, then you leave, meaning he has no right to add to you a Shifra Knanis. It's a little bit difficult because you're leaving anyway without her because she's a Shifra Knanis. But it means to say is he has no right to give you a wife. It's only if you have a wife, he can add on a Shifra Knanis. The logic behind it, the Rishonim say, usually I don't like to give logic to Xeris HaKasuv.
If he comes in without a wife, he cannot give her?
A Shifra Kananis.
Cannot.
That.
And children.
Again, I'll get there in a minute. I can only do one. You're right, sorry. But I'll get there in a minute. You're right, you brought up a good point, but I just want to work with that. So the logic the Rishonim say is, we don't want him to want to stay with the Shifra Kananis. We really don't want him to stick around. So the svara is that if you have your own Jewish wife, you'll like her better than the Shifra Kananis, and at the end of 6 years, you'll leave. That's now you don't have to. You can stay on and become a nirtza. But the svara is if you're a married man, you'll want to go with your wife, not stick around with the Shevcha Knanit. You'll recognize what it is that you're a slave, servant, that is producing slaves for a master. Not really a healthy relationship. That's why this is why the Rishonim say, if you're not married, then the chances of wanting to stick around are much more. This is your wife. You don't have another wife. Therefore, the Torah insists on this. That's the Svara the Rishonim say in it. Again, it's a Gzeiras HaKasuv. The Rishonim give a Svara, so I said the Svara. Now, Rav Moshe brought up, is it a wife and kids? Wife or kids? Yesh lo isha ubanim. What if he's a married man and doesn't have children? Or he was married, had children, now doesn't have a wife, but he has children. When the Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says, yesh lo isha ubanim, does he mean and or? It's not like a
Shishan. When he came into the marriage?
When he came into Eved. He was sold as an Eved, he has a wife, but he doesn't have children. Or, he was sold as an Eved, he has children from a Jewish woman, but unfortunately, he either divorced or his wife died. Now, he has children without a wife. Can their master give him a Shevcha Knanit or not? The Braisa says, Isha Ubanim. What does that's the Lashon in the Gemara. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak says, Yesh lo Isha Ubanim. Do you need both or either or?
If he comes into a marriage without children, but married and has children, the kids are his.
From a Jewish woman? Yeah, a Jewish woman's kids are his kids. The question is the master allowed to give him a Shevcha Knanit? Now, what if he comes in, Dr. Woman, what if he comes into the marriage as a single, and then he finds this Jewish lady he wants to marry while he's in Eved Kenani? Now, he needs permission of the master, because the master's going to have to feed that woman, but the master gives him permission. So now he has a Jewish wife. Can he give him a Shevcha now? When he bought him, he wasn't eligible for a Shevcha, but now he's eligible for a Shevcha. Or, let's go the other way. He had a wife and children when he was sold as an Eved Ivri. And Rachmana Lutzman, his wife and children are gone. And he was married. The master had given him a Shevcha Knanit legally. But now, 3 years into this term, Rachmana Lutzman, he lost his wife and children. So now he's alone. Can he stay with that Shevcha Knanit or not? These are all Shilas and Rishonim. I don't know how I'm just bringing up that it is discussed. Yes, doctor.
Now I thought about what I was saying. I can't say it.
Yes.
I once brought this up. I don't know if I got it clear, but he has a heter to be with the Shevcha Knanit. But is he, when he says, you know what, you can give me the job, I'm not interested in her, is he over a lav or something?
He's breaking his contract.
I'm sorry?
It's a monetary contract. It's a contract. You're obligated.
Obligated?
Yeah. He's an Eved Kenani. He's an Eved Ivri. What if he doesn't want to go to work one day? He says to his master, I'm not in the mood. Have a wonderful day. You have a contract. Sir, excuse me. You don't have a choice in the matter. You sold yourself as an Eved Ivri.
The contract was for the work.
And this is part of the work. Part of the work is to be a producer of slaves.
Oh, like
exactly. Mishnah Schaesach Ravatcha. Exactly. This is part of his contract. It's a monetary contract. It's like not going to work. Well, then it's not part of the contract. It's not Ramach by Yitzchak, Shabbalez, and Yaakov. He's just explaining the time. Which is the way we paskin, by the way. Not that there's evidence today, but Rashi and Chumash and Begabba Yavah, Begabba Yetze translates it Shabbalez, and Yaakov's way.
How old are the children to go in and out with him? In other words, if he has a they can start working at 6 years old.
Okay. You buy an Eved Ivri, you don't buy his kids.
But they come and live with him. Yeah, I understand. You're right. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how many people does the master have to take on?
Everybody who was there.
If he has a 25-year-old living with him.
Again, whatever the father's obligation is, the master takes over.
And as far as his Jewish wife, Masa Yodel, belongs to
the master while he's feeding her, yeah.
Mm. Okay. Okay, and the Eved Ivri has to keep every all the Tayag mitzvah.
He's a regular year.
Except that's the exception that he's allowed to be with
Shemekhanah.
That's the only exception.
Not allowed to, has to.
Has to, right.
What happens to the Shemekhanah after this guy, after 6 years, she stays with those?
Yeah, she's a Shemekhanah. She's like, chattel. Yeah.
No.
I hate to use it, but he's being used to produce avadim. Exactly. There's no relationship here. There's no not a marriage. It's not a recognized marriage, by the way. There's no kedushin. No kedushin. He just lives with her.
More than one.
I don't see why not, but I don't want to answer that. I never saw the Gemara again. Lairinu ain't a raya, but I don't remember the Gemara discussing this issue. Can he give her five?
Why not?
I don't see why not, but I said I never saw the Farish. Except by Nirtzai uses the word Ahavtis, Adainias, Ishtivas, Bonai. I like my Shifchei Knanis. Right, so it's mashma that there's a one, but again, I don't. I'm not ready. I don't ready to build on my diak.
She's nuchedes for the person that stays.
I'm sorry.
That's for the nearest person that stays.
Right, I didn't say that. I'm just saying. I don't know if that means he's limited to one or not. I don't know.
Logically, it would make sense that he could give her several.
That's what I said. I don't know.
But she's nuchedes to him. He can't go. She can't be with another. I'm asking.
I don't know.
Another.
I don't even know if that's true. It could be. That could be true. Because they, according to one man Yamar, a Shivcha Harufa is a Shivcha that's Mucheres Le'Eved Ivri. There is that lesson. Yeah.
And let's say the master wants to break up that relationship after he decides, you know, they're not producing kids, so he's going to have him, maybe she'll live with somebody else. Maybe that'll produce kids.
I assume that's within his rights. I assume. Not bound by anything. They're not married.
No, but she becomes a full Jew after.
So, but that doesn't mean they're married. Yeah, it would have, if he wants to stay with her, he would have to get married, correct? Rashi, Yechidi Begapa Yeter Lekama Mefarish, Yechidi Yeter Lekama Mefarish. Have Amina Lesetze Barashi Avarim Kevet Shiyotzev in Neitel Klum, like an Evet that goes out and doesn't take anything. Have Azu Tetze Betitel Demei Eina. Kamash Moan Kroy Yisera. The En Yedin Yitzir Bechassar in Avarim Klau. There is no going out with any lack of a limb. Yechidi Nichnes Lebedetze Yag Benami Mefarish Lebegapa Loshen Begufoy. And what does he mean? Mefarish Lelem Ishim Ba Begufoy Yechidi comes by himself. Yetze Yechidi. Moitzeloi Al Korchoy. You can give him a Shifri Knanis against his will. This is where the Mechina is up to. I'm going to go a little weiter, but this is where it ends. We're going to start after Pesach again from Tana Rabbanon. I'm going to read a few lines because we have time. Tana Rabbanon. Now let's do Chazar on Sunday. Tana Rabbanon, Nimkar, B'mana, V'shbiach, V'amen, HaMessayim. Okay, this is going to be a sugya, but we're going to introduce it. A guy was sold for a mana for 6 years. Let's say a mana is $1,000. And then, now, the price went up, inflation. And he comes to redeem himself after 3 years. And the master says, fine, you want to redeem yourself, fine, but now the prices are higher. I want to be paid back what you're worth now for 3 years, not what you were worth when I bought you. And the Eved says, well, I was bought for $1,000, so here's $500, I'm out after 3 years. And the master says, that's not the prices today. The prices today is $2,000 for 6 years, and now you're going on after 3 years, I want $1,000. Do you go by today's prices, or do you go by sale prices? Staten Brisa. Nimkabamana Vishbiyach Lavan Amisayim. Inayin Shem Mechashvul Oyalamana. How do I know you go by the purchase price? Shunemma Mikesef Miknasani. Nimkabamisayim Vihiksiv Abanamana. What if it went the other way? He was sold for $2,000, but now his value is only $1,000. He comes and he tells the master, I'm only worth $1,000 for 6 years, here's $500. And the master says, I paid $2,000 for you, I want $1,000. How do I know Minay Shem Echashul Oyal Amana? He gets the lower price. That means, we give him the benefit in both ways. If the purchase price is lower, he goes by purchase price. If the current price is lower, he goes by current price. These psukim are all written when he's buying him back from a guy. Since we see that relatives were allowed to redeem him, we had that earlier, so we begged the master have the hand at the bottom, meaning he's stuck with whatever the lesser amount is. How about Nimkel Yisrael Minayin? How do I know if he sold to a Yid and the Eved redeems himself, that he can use the lower price? Talmud Lomer, Sachar Sachar L'Gzeru Shavah. So this is the halacha. And now the Gemara is going to want to know, why is that fair? I mean, why? How do you know that's shot in the psukim? You give him, maybe it's the other way. Maybe always give the benefit to the master. He should get the higher price. One pasuk says go by purchase price. One pasuk says go by current price. Okay, so how do you know which one to give to which one? Is the sugya later on, which we will learn after Pesach. Let's just do Rashi. Dr. Ashi Shay Makashu like Shibola Gareya lived this asatsu when he comes to redeem himself. Elamana, Kamamagimi Men of the Hoshana Shoshanim, Stusmana, sixth of the hundred. Kamamagareya the Hoshana, and how much he subtracts? Stusmana. Him nice for Shana, nice for Stusmana. There's 1 year left, you give him a sixth. Lamin and Harash Biach, Shinishakra Pula, the work is now more expensive. Maybe the Eved became a stronger one. He did exercise, and now he's a stronger Eved. He should give him a third. It has to do with the sale price. He became worth less. It's as if he was sold at the lower price. My cause is the darshan lekula. Why are we giving the benefit of the doubt, the benefit to the Eved? We're being makel on him. And we say that the owner is on the bottom. Hand on the bottom means you take what you're given. You don't have the right to take more. Because I'm in it. Well, how do you know that? The Gemara will discuss it later. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos. And Mer Tshem, Sunday's Chazara. For those who are not on for Chazara, Chakash v'Sameach. And we're back starting Monday after Pesach. I don't know an English date. I don't even know a Hebrew date. Whatever it is, it's the Monday after Pesach. A good Shabbos.